It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a five-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Welcome to this Whiskey Quickie, and we're taking a look at three-chord whiskey drummer. Now, this is a new limited edition that is coming to the market. It is a barrel-proof offering as well as non-chill filtered, distilled and aged in Kentucky for 15 years. There will be 2,500 bottles in the release in two different batches and around 10 barrels in each batch. Now, batch one is a little around 1,000, a little bit over 1,000, almost 1,100 bottles, 117.9 proof, and these have an SRP of $189.99.
Wow. So this one, they're playing drums to get the bass. The other one, they were doing guitars.
Slapping the bass.
Something like that.
Slapping the bass.
Yeah, slapping the bass. Whatever. 15 years, though. That's awesome.
Yeah, I know.
You don't see a 15-year Kentucky age statement
very often. Kentucky-sourced bourbon, right?
Yeah.
We got to figure out where they're getting this stuff from. See if we can. Think you can pin it down? We're probably not going to be able to. But on the nose, yeah, what are we getting?
We won't do that to him.
Yeah, I know. On the nose, what are you getting?
Get a little sweet oak. Kind of...
I want to say just a little
bit. I don't know what
of
it is today, but like it's like a...
Dried fruit.
Slight banana. I think I just sloshed it on my mustache.
It's okay.
Save so it's right up in my nose.
Save it for later.
A little dried fruit, banana kind of note.
Yeah, it looks like a banana bread. Is it just me or like a banana bread?
Exactly.
Yeah, totally get that. All right, on the taste. It's robust.
Yeah, it's what you expect out of a 15-year Kentucky. It's got a lot of those oak influences, rich vanilla, rich cream, a slight hint of tobacco in there.
I agree the tobacco's there on the back palate.
And then a little bit of the banana bread kind of on the front. So it's kind of opens up sweet, then it's kind of got a little of those rich kind of leathery, tannic, tobacco kind of notes going on.
I love it when you guide me through your notes, and I'm like, oh yeah, there it is.
I'll show you the way, Kenny.
It makes it so much easier.
Yeah.
All right, on the nose, how would you rate this?
Sideways. I kind of want a little bit more of a nose on a 15-year. I thought there would be something more robust on it.
And the taste?
Thumbs up. I really liked it.
For sure. And the finish?
Thumbs up. I liked it. It kind of develops. A perfect bourbon for me kind of slowly develops and it allows me to walk you through something.
That's perfect.
So, anywho.
A nice little Sunday stroll with Ryan's tasting notes.
That's right.
Cheers, y'all, and we'll see you next time.